Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. You're dialing. It's said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being class with us today. I'm all excited. I was telling Jason just as we started to go into the broadcast that I was able to get some chickens last night. I got 10 Rhode Island Red chickens. They're about 10 months old. They're just about ready to lay eggs, and put them in the pen with the other chickens, and we still have them all. We had 7 others, and nobody beat anybody up, and it just worked out really nicely. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Ben. The old rooster's rip-roaring, raring, and ready to go. I'll tell you what, Vince, the crazier this gets, the more I can barely stand it, you know? I am so glad to hear you've got roosters, though. You know, or not roosters, but the Rhode Island Reds, they're really good chicken breed to have. We carry and we use not a derivative of the Rhode Island Red that we get from Murray McMurray. It's called a Red Star, and they're a little smaller than the Rhode Island Red. And they lay very large eggs, and they don't eat very much. They're kind of a hybrid. But if I had to settle on, you know, for survival situations, I would either have one of two breeds. I would either have a Barred Rock, or I would have the Rhode Island Red. If you want more eggs, I think you stay with the Rhode Island Red. If you want a combination chicken, I believe it's the one that's really good for meat. A little bigger bodied, you'd go with the Barred Rock. And the Barred Rock also is extremely good in very cold weather. I don't know if I've ever told you this, Vince, but one time I was visiting a friend of mine up near Fairbanks, Alaska, and we decided to take his little four-wheeler thing and go up and up the creek and visit some neighbors of his, because when somebody comes to visit out there, it's like they get shown all around everybody. You know, they're introduced to everybody. Well, anyway, we was out there visiting this lady whose husband had left her out there with a baby and some chickens, and they were all these Barred Rocks. And up where they're at, it'll hit 50 below zero on a consistent basis in the winter. It's really brutal cold. And anyway, I asked her, because she obviously didn't have any electricity or anything, and I said, well, what happens, you know, in the wintertime when you get all of these this kind of brutal weather? And she said, well, we take about 4 bales of straw and we spread it all out. And she said, when we know it's going to be really cold, they will burrow down in that straw and survive at 50 below zero with no heat. And she said, we didn't lose any last winter.
That's an incredible story.
It is an incredible story. This lady, I'll tell you another one just for funny. So this guy left this lady to go, you know, his wife to go make some money in Glen Allen, which is another little town out there. But he had a job and left her there up in the middle of Alaska with a .38 snub-nosed pistol. So one morning she said, and she had 4 cans of beans when he left. Campbell's pork and beans, four cans. That's all she had for food. And so that's why he had to go and try to make some money. But I can't believe leaving my wife out there, you know, but and baby. But anyway, he did. And with no protection other than a 38 snub nose. And she said she heard something rattling around in the garbage can right outside of her window one morning. And so she said she snuck over there to the window and noticed it was a medium-sized black bear trying to get into their garbage can, which was attached to the side of the house. Anyway, she said she raised that window slow and quietly and stuck that pistol in that bear's ear and killed it right there and skinned it and ate it. Skinned it, gutted it, and ate it. You know, I just thought, you know, that's the kind of people there that will survive what we're fixing to go through, I'm afraid.
I was reading a story, Kyle, in class, about, well, it's Barron's, Barron's.com, and the title of this article is Global Food Crisis Will Kill Millions by Disease Health Executive Warns. And this was dated June 23rd, 2022. And the gist of the article is that the Russian blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea ports has stopped grain shipments from the fourth largest exporter of wheat and corn to the world. That'd be Ukraine. And because of that removal of grains from the world's market, there will be food shortages across the world. It absolutely makes sense. And we've said the same thing months ago. And what happens is if you don't have nutrition, your body is more prone to succumbing to disease. So as your immune system weakens because of lack of nutrition, you become more susceptible to disease and, of course, getting sick and, of course, dying. And that's what they're talking about. And we have been harping on have your food secure. Buy cans. Buy dried foods. Buy boxes that you can just heat, hydrate. Get, corn and get some rice and get some flour and get all the things that you can keep for a long term and have them at the ready. Because, Kyle, for the first time, I am really, really concerned. I mean, I've been real concerned for a long time, but not at this level. I am in a mild panic almost. I mean, I'm not doing stupid things, but I am so concerned that, last night at 9 o'clock, I arranged to pick up chickens. For a couple of reasons. One, it's cooler and the chickens would have a better chance of surviving the ride in the back of the truck. Normally I don't do things, you know, at night like that. I mean, meet somebody that I don't know. And of course, everybody was well protected, we'll say. But I'm concerned so much that I wanted to get those chickens and I was having a tough time finding them. You know, I'd call the, Craigslist and the internet offerings. And what I found was they said, well, we just sold out or we don't have any more. And the price that we paid last time and last year, chickens were available for $7 or $8 a piece. 10 months old. Now they're $12. That is a 50% increase. And the guy that I bought them from, as a farmer, he's been doing this for a long time, 20 years or so. He told me that he's never sold more chickens than he has this year, and he's getting 50% more for them. Part of it is the price of grain has gone up, but the diesel fuel and all the other expenses that he has on his farm, he had to raise his prices. Everybody's going to be raising prices. There's no, if they haven't yet, they're going to. And if they already have, they're going to raise them higher. That's what's going to happen. And it is happening. And there's no stopping it. Not for quite a long time. This is Joe's world. Joe and company have done this. They've done this to us. And they're lying to us. And anyone who doesn't see it is not paying attention. It's absolutely true. So why did we get chickens? Because chickens make great eggs, and egg is darn close to the most perfect food. So you can eat eggs. And I talked to Dr. Wallach one day, and I said, Dr. Wallach, I forget the number of chickens I said. I said, Dr. Wallach, we have, let's say, 10 chickens or 12 chickens. I said, what should we do? He said, get more chickens and eat more eggs. That's what he said. And he's right. And Dr. Seeley feels the same way. So you really need to figure out how you're going to feed yourself. And if you think about it, whatever you have in your refrigerator, a lot of people say, we're good for a month. And then they open the refrigerator that night and they say, there's nothing to eat. Now, how is that possible? What they mean is there's nothing that they'd like to eat. And they haven't figured out yet that they're going to be adding some ketchup, which is one of the last things that remains in the refrigerator, to a cup of hot water, and that's going to be tomato soup. They haven't figured that out yet, but that's coming. Kyle, any comments?
Oh, I completely agree. You know, we're finding Sharon and I scraped together every penny we could come up with just recently to go buy another 2,000 pounds of grain. And lucky for me, Vince, I bought the last 2,000 pounds of this particular type of grain that I use in my chickens because it keeps them laying plumb through the winter along with the light. But we scraped together and buy another 2,000 pounds so we could avoid this. And would you believe, Vince, I'm talking a barn where this distributor has this, probably 80 by 150. Huge barn. And I got the last 2,000 pounds of this particular layer blend that I like, that I use, that he had. Or she had. And she said that her supplier told her already to expect a 30% jump in price on the next contract. At least, he said it might be more, but he said expect 30. And folks, it's just, they're saying, I don't know, Vince, I've tried to find this again, but it popped up on one of the YouTube channels that I was listening to. And one of the heads of the largest farmers union made a comment that that it has taken approximately a year for all of groceries, if you take all the average of groceries in the grocery store, to double in price. That was his comment. He said, but the problem that we're fixing to face in this country is between now and the end of this year, they're going to double again from where they are now. And so between him and a couple of other guys that I was listening to, they were saying, you could be expecting to pay $10 to $12 a dozen for eggs, which okay. Not only well, can you feed, go ahead.
That's what? Exactly. That's exactly what I heard last night from this farmer. He said $12 a dozen for eggs. That's coming. And I think he's right.
Yeah.
We've got Greg on the line. He's just called in. Greg will be with you right after this break. I think Greg wants to talk about diesel. And that's another thing. We are in so much trouble, class. Seriously. Farmers can't afford diesel. For me to fill up our tanks, $30,000. No kidding.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about shortages that are absolutely guaranteed to increase. Greg, welcome. Greg in Utah.
Yeah, thank you. We all know who Mike Adams is. Well, I just listened to a half-hour report that he did yesterday on we are going, by the end of August, we will no longer have a supply of oil for diesel engines. And they got into detail about it, and the reason is because the additives that are put into diesel oil are completely out, and the plants are shut down. And they don't expect that they will have another supply for an entire year. So let this sink in. By the end of August, there will be zero oil to put in a diesel engine. Now, if you think about that, you're talking about trains run off diesel. Trains haul coal to power plants. It just goes on from there. So you're going to, diesel engines that you have to, about every, I would say about 25,000 miles of diesel engine must have an oil change. So we're talking at least, a good once a month maybe. But they're saying the supply will be completely down. In fact, Mike Adams buys it by the 50-gallon drum for some equipment, and he went to order a couple, and he could only get one because 155-gallon drum because they were out.
Greg, let me read an email from Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor in the domestic engineering area of USA Prepares, and this was 622. And the reason I didn't read this on air yesterday was because I wanted to get her permission. But she gave me permission last night, and it says, Vince, Mike Adams said that diesel engine oil will be out of stock in 4 to 6 weeks. It seems to be a supply chain problem. Thank you, Kathy. Now, Greg, have you heard me talking about diesel engine oil for months?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. Diesel engine oil, just everything diesel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this cannot, you know, and they're blaming it, of course, on the coronavirus. If you've got a goal of depopulation and of chaos, then this all makes sense.
Okay, so here's what I know. I've been talking about it for months. Mike Adams explained his firsthand experience. I didn't hear it, but what I've been told and what you said, that he relayed his firsthand experience about trying to buy it in 55-gallon drum or 50-gallon barrel. If you go to Sam's Club right now and you look up diesel engine oil, you will find out that they're out of stock in Delvac, which is 15W40 diesel engine oil. They're out of stock in Delo, which is 15W40 diesel engine oil. And they're out of stock in Rotella. The three top brands for diesel engine oil the brand labels are Delvac, Delo, and Rotella. They're out of stock in all of them.
That's what they'll ask you if you go to the internal oil change. So which one of the three do you want? That's exactly what they ask you. They don't give you a choice for anything else.
Right. Those are the three best, and Sam's has none. Not in the 1 gallons, not in the 2.5 gallons, not in the 50-gallon drums or 55s. They don't have any. That's absolutely true. I verified that. And I've been trying to buy it for a couple of months, and I asked our son to get some months ago, actually over a year ago. I felt this was coming. And we did, and we got some. And I've been thinking of it as almost, but not quite, almost the universal engine oil. But you can't use it as the universal engine oil because there are new... Here's the problem, class, and this is something that Kyle and I were going to teach today. The problem is that the new vehicles require 0W20, very thin viscosity oil. And the reason they require that is for the variable valve timing solenoids, and also because if you're pumping thinner oil, it takes less effort to pump a thin oil than it does a thick oil. So to improve mileage, that's what the engineers decided to implement. The oil filters that are designed for that have a very fine porosity. And a thicker oil won't flow through an oil filter, and you can damage your engine by using the wrong oil, because the oil filters won't let the oil flow through the filters. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The search continues for a gunman who shot two people, one fatally, on a packed commuter train in San Francisco, California, Wednesday morning. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House lectern Wednesday explaining President Biden's proposed gas tax holiday.
The thing about this is he took actions, as I mentioned, and when with the gas tax, holiday gas tax, the way that he sees it is a direct, straightforward way to deal with something that the American public is really not feeling in relief right now at the pump.
President Biden says because of higher taxes, the country can afford the 18 cents a gallon savings.
But the tax revenue's up this year, and our deficit down over $1.6 trillion this year alone, we'll still be able to fix our highways and bring down prices of gas.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's being reported that 54,329 lightning strikes were detected across California on Wednesday. Oddly enough, that's not the record. September 8, 2017, there were over 56,000 detected. More than an inch of rain fell over Los Angeles and Ventura County across the past 12 hours, and there were reports of some pea-sized hail. A woman and her dogs were reportedly struck and killed by lightning Wednesday morning in Pico Rivera. That's a city about 15 miles southeast of downtown L.A. A rally is set for Thursday in Washington, D.C. to take back Title IX. Title IX is the federal civil rights law, a part of the Education Amendments of 1972. It prohibits sex-based discrimination in any school. Carrie Lucas, president of Independent Women's Forum, explains to Fox News why this is important.
Of course we want people to be included and to have opportunities and to be treated fairly, but there's a reason why the sports competitions always have rules about who is allowed to compete, and there's a reason why we've had single-sex sports forever, and it's because men and women are fundamentally different when it comes to our structure that does not change. You are born one sex, and you can change, decisions you make later, you can't transition away from that basic biology, and so we just have to respect this and keep women's sports female.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is a really important point that we're discussing, class. When we talk about diesel engine oil, so that's the lubricant. It's like what's typically called motor oil for gasoline engines, but it's really not motor oil. They're electric motors and they're diesel and gasoline engines. So it's diesel engine oil, and it's different from what you would put in a gasoline-powered car or truck. It has a different additive package because without the additives, the turbochargers in the diesel engines and the bearings will fail faster. They'll wear out faster, and there'll be catastrophic engine failure. Catastrophic means no fixing it. No fixing it with any kind of economy, meaning it can't fix the engine for what it would cost to buy a new one, that kind of a thing. So what are we talking about? What will be affected by the lack of diesel engine oil? Well, as Greg mentioned, diesel train locomotives, they use it. Diesel engines in airplane tractors. You know those tractors that pull the airplanes around on the tarmac? They use diesel engine oil. Farm tractors. Generators, large generators. Sawmills with diesel engines. 18-wheelers. Backhoes. Bulldozers. Excavators. Garbage trucks.
What a fork.
Fire trucks.
What a forked-ton man. Forked-ton man. Think about it. He just said that we'll be able to fix our highways. Well, everything I know that fixes the highway runs on a diesel motor. With what, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Ambulances. And, of course, cars with diesel engines and light trucks with diesel engines. So that's just the tip of the iceberg that I had just mentioned. We won't be able to fix water mains without diesel engine oil. It can't be done. There's no such thing as a gasoline-powered backhoe that I know of. There's no such thing as a gasoline-powered bulldozer that I know of. There's no such thing as a large-scale excavator that is gasoline-powered, you know, that you would use on road construction. When they build roads, they weld the reinforcing bars of steel, rebar it's called. And they use generators mounted on the big generators mounted on the backs of trucks. They're diesel powered. Without diesel fuel, without diesel engine oil, without grease that you put in a grease gun, take any one of those three out of the equation, we're toast. Kyle, your comments?
Oh man, you know, I'm so fired up over this, Vince. You know, that they have found, in order to have somebody that could speak for Joe Biden, they have found the lowest form of human life on the planet. She makes me want to puke. I can't even hardly stand to listen to these people. I was just talking to a trucker last night, and he's looking and he's waiting on some revenue to come in for him to be paid so that he can. We found one tote, 275-gallon tote of diesel engine oil, and he's looking to buy it as soon as he can. Because the company that he found will give it to him for free shipping. And it ain't very far from where we live. And then, boy, excuse me, Vince, I'm sorry, I got kind of like a frog in my throat here. The other thing that he is looking into is they've come out with a new, bypass filter system for his trucks. He's got two of them that are working in the oil fields. And this bypass oil filter system cleans the oil so well that they're literally getting 100,000 miles out of one oil change. And so it's an expensive system. But he said, you know, with what's coming, he's going to try to do both, put the bypass oil filter system on each one of his trucks and purchase that tote full of diesel engine oil, both. But he just got to get some money. He said, you know, you can't spend what you don't have. And everybody is being slow to pay. Anyway.
Let's just talk about this for a second, Kyle. You're talking about the bypass oil filter system. Class, let me flesh that out for you. So there's two main technologies. Actually, there's three. There is a centrifugal oil filter that some of the large trucks use. And what they do is they spin the oil in a cavity. So it's spinning around, let's say, 20,000 RPM, something like that. And the centrifugal force is so great on these microscopic particles that get carried by the oil that they fling outward and they get thrown out of the oil. That would be a centrifugal type oil filter. Pretty expensive. Maybe $1,000 for one of those. Fiat actually had one built into their engine in their 850 Spider back in 1970. And I worked on one of those. My mom had one. So I'm familiar with the centrifugal type of oil filter. Absolutely fabulous. There's nothing to replace. Nothing, except maybe an O-ring. There's no media. You just clean the oil filter where all the deposits get thrown against the side wall of this cavity, and it works really, really well. That's one type. Another type is what's called the full flow oil filter. That's what you're familiar with. That's that spin-on oil filter that you put on your current vehicles if you have a spin-on oil filter. So what happens is the oil that is pumped from the oil pump goes through that filter, and it filters all of it. All the oil is filtered by the oil filter until it gets plugged up. Then there's a bypass valve in that oil filter canister, that spin-on, that opens up to let the oil flow around the filter media because the media is plugged up. Okay, so that's a full flow. Then there is the bypass type. Now, the bypass is a very, very, very fine filter media. It is so fine that the oil has a tough time getting through it. And only about 10% at the most of the oil that's being pumped throughout the engine can actually get through the filter at one time. So 90% goes around the filter, 10% goes through the filter. But the 10% that goes through the filter gets really filtered well. As good as can be done without having a centrifugal oil filter. Mercedes-Benz, we have a Mercedes turbo diesel, an old one, 1983. And it has a combination full flow and bypass oil filter cartridge. Brilliant, brilliant design. It does both. It's the best of both. And it works really, really well. But nobody wanted to spend $15, $18, $20 for that oil filter back, you know, in 1983. So we're back to the full flow oil filters. And they work really well, but they don't get the smallest particles. They get down to about 20 microns. So that's the technology of oil filters. And one of today's lessons is I think you should consider changing your oil filter at halfway through the interval. So if you're going to change your oil at 5,000 miles, change your oil filter at 2,500.
One quick thing, Vince.
Sure.
People that think, well, I'm running gas, I don't need to worry about diesel. What hauls diesel? What hauls that gasoline to the gas station?
That'd be the 18-wheeler that uses diesel engine oil. So there's no getting around it, class. Even if you have an electric vehicle, you are still prey to the diesel engine oil problem. And here's why. Does that electric vehicle have light bulbs? Does it have tires? Does it have any grease points at all? Do you wash it? Anything that you do requires transportation of something. And that transportation is typically done with an 18-wheeler powered by diesel fuel running on diesel engine oil. Everything you do. So what Greg, I believe, is trying to say or has said is there's no way getting around it. No matter where you live, if you live in the United States, you are falling prey to the diesel engine oil calamity. No question about it. Kyle?
We're fixing, you know, folks, this is hard to say because very few people can wrap their mind around it. But if you think about this, every single facet of our entire society is based upon free flowing, easy to get, easy to produce, readily available energy. And if you take that away, then every single facet of your life is fixing to become affected. And so it's hard to prepare for everything. But I'm telling you, there's going to be a new currency. And this new currency, after these paper things that you're carrying around in your wallet become worthless, the new currency is going to be goods and services. Whatever you can purchase now and get out of the greenback worthless paper will become currency for a short while. But it will allow you to be able to do commerce with other people for trade. Vince, I've got...
Until the food runs out.
Huh?
Until the food runs out.
Right. But then if you can, if there's the problem. So if you can't produce food, just like Vince is saying, eggs, right? If you're fixing to, I believe before this next winter is over, you are going to see people in gangs trying to raid people that have things to be able to eat. That's my opinion. And I believe also because of what this farmers union guy was just saying about, he said, so I didn't get to finish that quote. He said, food is going to double between now and the end of this year. But that's not the worst part. He said also that 30 to 40% of what you see in the grocery stores right now is not going to even be available at any cost. So can you imagine the people that are flipping out over having to pay $90, $100 to fill up their vehicles to get to work are now going to looking at in the food aisle and trying to find a chicken, one chicken that's going to try to maybe they're going to try to learn how to stretch it out that's going to cost them $25 just to buy a chicken. Can you imagine how these crazy people are going to flip out? It's just, so in any case, the problem is going to be if you have food, you're going to have a barterable item, but nobody else that's out here that isn't preparing is going to have anything you want.
Right, right. They're going to want your can of beans, and you're going to say, okay, so you have something in trade, and they'll go, no. Now what do you do? This is a problem that we're going to face, and I don't have the answer to it.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just to let you know, I've said it before, I'll just repeat it. So, refrigerant 134A that is used commonly in vehicles, and up until maybe the last 5 years, we use it here at the farm, was $3.33 a can. They call it a one-pound can. It's now $9.99. It's gone up 3x. Grease, red grease that we use here at the farm, we use it for greasing front ends, steering systems, suspension systems, tractors, universal joints, steering systems on tractors, balers, mowers. It was $1.59 for a 14.1-ounce tube. It's now $7.99. The essence of what I'm saying is, if you need it, it has gone up. And when it went to $3, I thought, gosh, it's doubled. Well, from $1.59 to $7.99, and now it takes 2 weeks to get it. It has to be collected from different stores and brought to one store to get it. The same thing with diesel engine oil. We bought the last amount of diesel engine oil that a particular store had, and we were glad to get it. Because without it, we can't farm. And we're not the only ones. And I know what's going to happen. Farmers are going to be desperate. My son and I had a discussion about this. We don't totally agree on it. But I think that farmers are going to say, all I can get is conventional oil for a car. I don't have any diesel engine oil. If I leave the old oil that needs to be changed in the tractor, I'm going to wear out the engine. If I put in the gasoline engine oil, I'm going to wear out the engine. And I have a feeling that they're going to make a choice to switch to gasoline engine oil because they can't get diesel engine oil, and they're going to wear out their equipment. That's what I think. Greg, you use diesel engine oil in your business, your trucks. Do you think that's right, what I just said about switching? It's a bad move. It's the wrong thing to do. But I think with no choice, I think farmers are going to do it. What do you think? And truckers.
Well, I think that these large companies, they probably won't do that. But then again, you never know. But the bottom line is is that even the engine oil is not going to be transported. You're not going to find transportation to get it to your local store, your auto parts store.
So are you saying that you don't think, did you say you don't think the big companies are going to put their trucks on the road?
I don't think there's enough oil to tell you. I don't think there's enough of it in stock because,
yeah.
Okay, people, I want you to think about this for a minute. Say you've got a Cummins or a Detroit diesel or a Caterpillar six-cylinder diesel motor, which runs those great big trucks that you see running down the highway. Does anybody realize how much oil one oil change is on one of those? Let me give you a clue. It's 10 gallons. 10 gallons of oil for oil change.
That's right. That's right. Kyle, do you have any thoughts about, do you think that people are going to, out of desperation, switch, thinking that maybe they'll get by with gasoline engine oil and a diesel?
I don't think that the big trucking companies will do that.
I agree with that.
I do think the individual, like farmers, you know, individual farmers, if they can't get anything, they will try it and then maybe try to round up some kind of an additive to help with, you know, their lubrication process. And who can blame them? I mean, you know, if you people don't realize, but there is additives out there that I have literally, I've checked and studied that work extremely well for cutting friction, way better than even motor oil. And I think they're going to probably end up using some of that. One of them is called Prolong, and it is an amazing additive. I have seen it work full firsthand. I think they're probably going to use something a lot. I see the single guys, guys like you, Vince, that are in the same ballpark where you've got a few tractors, you've got a few vehicles, and you need diesel engine oil, but you can't get it. You'll probably try to find some kind of a racing formula 2050 and maybe add Prolong or something like that to it. I don't know of any other additive that works as good as Prolong. But anyway, and try to add something to it to cut the friction so that they can get stuff done.
Yeah, the point is, at that point, farmers will be desperate, absolutely desperate, with no alternatives other than what you've mentioned. And that's why I said that. What are they going to do? And the big companies, if they can't get it, I agree. I don't think they're going to allow their rigs to be destroyed. They'll just shut down. Lay everybody off. Shut down. That's where we're headed. Greg, I want to thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I'll see you tomorrow, Greg. Yep.
Sounds good.
Hour number one.
Right.
Yeah. That's Greg Lesher. Kyle, I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I want to talk about overheating vehicles and what you can do about it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.